Retaining everything is now seen as the best defense of civil liberties. I'm not sure if Canadians or even our national security community can foresee the full effect of this decision. Balancing this new requirement, however, is the fact that CSIS has very strict criteria on whom it can target, and intrusive intelligence gathering can only be conducted with a warrant which must be approved by our minister and a federal court judge. I do predict, however, and I'd be happy to talk about this in a few years, that within a few years, someone will accuse us of acting like the Stasi because of the information we are now compelled to keep. We need the tools to separate those who tweet from those who terrorize. Intelligence agencies are expected to be oracles, to look into the future like Nostradamus. Who knows exactly what new challenges, for example, Canada could face because of the effects of climate change on our Arctic and in other parts of the world? How will the shift away from traditional carbon-based energy sources also cause traditional power relationships to alter?